This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, in the early days of my wife and I dating, we obviously were not married yet, but once we knew that it was quote-unquote serious, we would occasionally go out to dinner with my parents, right? That's kind of the thing you do, but nothing particularly unusual about that, except that the first two times that we did that, the restaurant that we were at caught on fire, both times. Two separate restaurants, about 6 weeks apart of each other. We do not know why. It only happened if I was with my then girlfriend and my parents. My wife and I, we could go out. No problems. I could go out with my parents. No problems. If we were all together, restaurant's on fire. You must leave. And in neither case did we actually get our food before the restaurant burst into flames. I do not know what that was about, but I will say this. It's not so bad when I look at some of the other things going on with other people that go on dates. All right? I just chalk it up to a mishap. Other people not so lucky. For example, a woman in England, she went on a first date with a guy and he was driving her home, and then he got into a high-speed chase with the police. He had speeds of 120 miles an hour and he damaged five cop cars. And again, she's in the car with him. She just wants to go home. Now, I don't think she'll want a second date with the guy, but even if she does, she'll have to wait at least 14 months because that's how long he is going to be in prison. Then there's the Michigan man who finally went on a date with a woman that he liked. They'd always liked each other. They finally said, you know what, man, let's just do it. They took a lovely walk along the beach. Then he sank up to his waist in quicksand. Now, he didn't die, but that's how the date went. And then there's a sad story of a girl who went on a date in Alabama. And the date ended in 2 minutes because she's plus size. And the guy did not know that. Basically told her as they're walking into the restaurant, this ain't gonna work. And frankly, because you're too big, it's just that simple. But look, you can have all the hopes you want, but you cannot predict how a date will go. And it doesn't matter if it's a first date or if it's your 50th wedding anniversary or anything in between. And that is exactly what we're talking about today. Our question, brought to you by our friends in Advanced Hair Restoration, is what is the moment the date went sideways?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bulbatella's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,333. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Oh, yeah, brand new last night. Actually, three that we thought were top-notch. We ranked them in order. One
is
about
a very long process.
99% positive that you're never going to get that one. Next one, we were thinking about 77%. It was hard, but not that hard. The other one was pretty easy. But lo and behold, we came in today. A listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Unbelievable.
No way.
This one comes from Simon the Kiwi.
Did you guys get some of that Tusi from Stefan Diggs?
No, we did not.
Alleged Tusi?
Yeah. I did. He did not.
That's right. Oh, I see how he does it.
I hoarded it in the broom closet. Mm-hmm.
You like a good food truck, don't you?
Sure, I'm down with a food truck.
All right, well, they're... this week's Ted versus the FCC is about food trucks and how much food a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Uh-huh.
You see? Yes. Almost blew it right out of the gate there.
Where are you guys pulling these FCCs from? Where
this
they
is from us. I'm
from
the
a listener.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
You just email them in.
Ours was like seven times tougher than that, but the listener comes first. That's all.
We say that every
Do you think Simon makes week. Drawings?
Do I think Simon makes drawings?
Yeah, my name is Simon. I make drawings.
My name's Simon.
You cheeky monkey. Are you looking at my bum?
Ted versus the FCC is coming up at 4:35. What else do we have for you today? Oh, it's the weekend. We should drink.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And then we play some really bad music, and today we celebrate the golf tourney on a Bad Choice Friday coming up right after the Shout of the Day. Two tunes, both of them featured on the Caddyshack soundtrack, as the first ever Miles Montgomery Golf Classic is this Monday at the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park. Daily Mix starting things early at 6 a.m. That is when the bar opened. That's when you can get breakfast. You do not have to participate in the tournament. Show up and catch the show. Have a beer.
They would appreciate it.
A beer and a bagel.
Yes, they would.
Guys.
Yes, they
and you can hang out at the clubhouse, and then tournament gets underway at 8 o'clock. So we're celebrating Monday's tourney on a Bad Choice Friday with Kenny Loggins.
Did they play this at his funeral?
They do not. This is when the gopher actually survives. So Bill Murray basically blows up the entire golf course at Bushwood. But
some of us haven't seen it.
You don't know. Will the gopher make it? And at the very end, he pops up and starts dancing. And
you think they'll do that?
Playing, I'm all right.
You think they'll do that at his funeral? Right? You're looking at his casket, it's Kenny Loggins. Thousands of people will be there.
Yep.
You hit this song, then the gopher just dances on the other side of the coffin.
That'd be awesome.
I think that would be fantastic.
I got a picture taken with a gopher
from Caddyshack at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida.
You made fun of me because I got excited about Kermit the Frog Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's the one that stopped me in my tracks. It did.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, Kermit the Frog. And my uncle's just like, Jesus Christ, man. There's all kinds of celebrities out there, and Kermit the Frog, that's the one. You gave me, and you're telling me your big picture with the gopher.
Also got a picture with George Jetson, but the gopher, more of a big deal for me.
Yeah, you took a picture on the star of the Walk of Fame. He's got a picture with the gopher.
The gopher.
That's the difference.
From Caddyshack.
Yes.
All right, man.
Yeah, I'm a miles on this one.
It's a big deal.
Kermit the Frog is like the OG.
If you had a picture with Kermit, that would be equal to Miles.
Yes.
Equal?
Yes, it would.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Kermit the Frog to the Caddyshack Gopher?
Both legendary.
Man, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Kermit is A-lister all the way.
So Kenny Loggins off the Caddyshack soundtrack, and I'm All Right. The other tune from the Caddyshack movie, that would be from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Last time I had a stick like this, it had marks on it from when the jockey was beating. All day. Baby, I bet you were something like before electricity. You're going to eat your fat?
Want to earn $15 the hard way?
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Boogie Wonderland. Taking on a Kenny Loggins. I'm all right. Look, Caddyshack golf tribute there on a Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
This bass player from Earth, Wind, and Fire, right?
Yeah.
Easily considered just one of the funkiest bass players out there.
And funkiest.
When you watch him play, the man looks ridiculous. Smile on his face, all sweaty, straightened ass hair. Like, funkiest dude ever. So I read this interview with him, and they're like, man, you write out your bass lines, all the stuff. He's like, I don't know, man. I just kind of play when they play. Okay, well, what kind of bass do you play? I don't know, man. My sound guy hands me my bass. I just get down, brother. What kind of amplification do you use, right? Supposed to try to have this nerdy conversation with him. Brother has no idea. This dude
does not care.
This dude is funky based on the fact that if you hand him a bass and you start playing music, he will smile and
he's
get
down. Well, I'm not sure if he's still around.
He's still around.
Is he around? Well, he's one of only like two or three original members.
It doesn't look like he can be around much longer, but you can tell.
I saw them in Chateau St. Michel. There's a couple guys
up there. He's still funky.
There's a couple guys up there like 22. Then you got like a 75-year-old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of the backup singers are young.
It's Earth, Wind, and Grandchildren at this point, but yes.
I mean, just watch a video of this brother play, man, and you cannot believe he knows nothing about what he's doing.
I hope Earth, Wind, and Fire wins today. It kind of feels like one of those days.
To me, this is a can't lose.
Are you sure?
But when you put it up on X,
you don't know how people are going to vote.
People just see Kenny Loggins. I'm All Right. They probably know that one. I'm not sure if they know Boogie Wonderland.
They might not know Boogie Wonderland.
For instance, right now, it's 50-50.
Are there two votes?
Six.
Okay. I'm just saying, I like both these songs.
There's a damn good chance that Kenny Loggins could have probably played golf at Jefferson Park. Honest to God. From back in the day. He's from Everett. It's a public course.
Yeah, he probably has.
He golfs. More than likely. You hit up Jackson, you hit up Jefferson, you probably played West Seattle. I'm just saying.
Maybe. I feel like sometimes, though, Kenny probably picked it up once he got money.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Otherwise, don't you think they'd take, Kenny Loggins played it? I would, because he's connected to Caddyshack, man. You're a golfer, you're at my golf course.
I thought it was my name on a plaque up there, man.
Where?
At Jefferson Park.
They put your name on a plaque?
I won the Seafair tournament.
For real?
Yes.
The first time hearing about it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe.
That's where I go.
Maybe. My name's on a plaque.
Uh-huh. I see why we're having it there.
That's exactly right.
Put my name on it. My name's on a plaque.
Yeah.
This was so easy.
Was it there so before... Easy.
I want to show it. No. Is that, well,
no,
see,
no. What I'm saying is, would it be up right now, or will it be up by 6 a.m. on Monday?
It will not be
Monday?
Up there because they did the...
It will not be up there if I went right now.
They completely redid the golf complex. Now, that's why it's the Bill Wright Golf Complex.
Uh-huh.
That's why they have a brand new restaurant area, bar area, clubhouse. They took the plaque down, okay?
So what you're telling me
the
is...
The plaque is down.
You had a plaque at this
place. I did at one point in time.
But they're renovating conveniently.
No. When they
will it be there Monday? Can I find this plaque really that you supposedly
have? It's really nice up there. They redid the place. They just took the damn plaque down.
Well, now that we're making it nice, get that man's name off our wall.
That's kind of basically what
happened.
So you're not on a plaque.
I am on a plaque. It's just not hanging up in there anymore.
All right.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
They took
count
it down
though.
When they redid the entire gauntlet.
But, like, we've got to be able to see it. I know.
That's my Kermit Walker thing.
Oh, time out. I got to tell you one more thing, okay? This is the honest to God truth, all right? The Seafair tournament.
Every time you say that, I don't believe you.
Yeah,
honest to God truth.
VD in the studio. The Seafair tournament goes on, has been going on for a long time, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So this plaque has all the names of all the winners. From all the years, okay? When I played in the tournament, they ran out of space on the front of the plaque, okay?
Wait, the year you won.
No, there's two or three on the back, you see. So not only do you have to look at the plaque, if it is hung up, you have to take the plaque off the wall, turn it around, and then you will see my name as Seafair champion on the plaque. Swear to God.
Listen, guys, we're going to be there Monday. Find
I
the plaque. Even
God.
If you don't hang it up, please find
I
this
swear to
plaque.
God.
I want to see this.
The sad part about it is I was going to come in here and call complete bull on this story until that. And now, sadly, I believe you because that is just depressing.
That's better.
No, it's not only is it not hung up anymore. If it was, I was on the back side of the plaque.
Right.
Are you going to be there
the
Monday?
Alternates are at.
You're going to be there Monday.
Kind of like where the alternates are at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I mean, it's not alternate.
No, no, I understand.
We're all winners.
Are you coming Monday morning?
No, I have a real job.
I know you do, but you can skip. Just take a personal day. They give them to us.
Right.
If they ask why, I say it's personal. Yeah. I'll just say, help me find this plaque.
Yeah, you can do that. That'll be your job of the day.
That's fine.
They have whiskey up there.
I know.
Someone here.
They have a great selection.
Just like a hole-in-one certificate. I'm just saying,
hey,
man.
Hey, look, man. I told you what happened in Tai. They're closing the place down.
That place is closing down. This place is renovated.
Yes.
I'm just saying. It's very convenient. All of your accomplishments have conveniently. Hey, man.
Well, it's on the backside. Well, they were closing down. Well, I
had a marble bust of myself. No, it was on the Space Shuttle Challenger.
If I find the picture with my name on it, will you post it up to our Facebook?
You know what, Miles? I will do that for you.
Okay. No?
No, put it on our Facebook page.
Seriously. Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'll put it on our Facebook
page. Put it on the KISW Facebook page.
There are certain things that happen these days called deep fakes in AI. That could be a deep fake.
Miles knows how to doctor up a deep fake?
Somebody does. Somebody will do it for him.
Yeah, and his girlfriend lives in Canada.
Right. Speaking of girlfriends, our question about going on a date and what was the moment the date went sideways. We'll start with this one. They say on the scale of love at first sight comes the tale of Mazyar Azerbanyad, who had a first date more along the lines of a high-speed cop chase, and it ended very poorly. As The Guardian reports, the 20-year-old personal trainer, he was out on a first date on April 9th and was driving his date home when he was pulled over by cops in Newcastle, UK. Tale goes a little something like this. He was headed home in the early hours when a police officer pulled him over for excessive speed. He also had a broken taillight. Now, when the officer approached, he said, "Nah," and sped off.
His that date, is a quote, correct?
His date told that to police. He went,
nah.
Secondary problem, he had a provisional license. Only 3 driving lessons under his belt and no insurance. He fled at speeds of over 120 miles an hour. 5 police cars were wrecked in the eventual catastrophic collision that sent 7 cops to the hospital. One of the cars had the roof torn off. Courtney Redfin, who was the date, said there will be no second date. She told the man multiple times to stop. According to the judge, in her opinion, she thought he could have killed somebody.
You think?
He's now been sentenced to 14 months in jail, and a judge had to say this. You should have been nowhere near the driving seat of any vehicle that night, let alone one such as a BMW X5, a large and powerful SUV.
Never been on a date where the cops got involved. I'm happy to say that.
I have.
You have?
I have.
What the hell happened?
I was parking.
And?
A cop came up to the car.
Okay.
Well, I was having sex and I was naked in my car.
Oh, well, okay.
You're using parking as the term of hooking up in a car.
Yes, exactly.
You're parking.
I was parking on it with a date.
It's been a while since we've been in high school.
Yeah. Here's the thing on this guy. He pulled up behind me. He had his lights off for at least 500 yards. So I didn't see him come up on me. I did not know he was there. He was just looking for parkers, but he never turned his lights on because he didn't want he wanted to catch people in the action. You know
sure.
He didn't want to have people have time.
It's pretty cell phone.
To put their clothes on real fast.
He probably masturbated in the front seat of his car.
This guy was kind of a perv cop. You know what I mean? Like, he wanted to walk up.
What are you kids doing?
Seriously.
Wow, I think they just do that in a lot of parks.
He walked up to the car, Ted, with a flashlight, popped it on when he looked through the window.
Well, yeah.
Not like walking up to the car, flashing where you're trying to walk.
No,
because that would alert you.
Right.
Exactly.
So but I can't see you in the dark.
You asked if I'd ever had a situation on a date.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think it makes the cop a perv. It's just, no offense.
Yes, it is.
All high school kids are dumb.
Yes.
And everybody's like, let's go to this park and smoke weed or hook up.
Cops know that.
Because they did it when they were in high school.
So they drive up without their lights on and walk around looking for a car.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The problem was this young lady was the daughter of the man on the city council in that little town.
Does that help you or hurt you, though?
Well, he knew her.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, man, if you want to bring this up.
I'm not sure, because he went back and talked to her, and I stayed in the car.
That benefited you.
I hope so.
It absolutely did. If this is just some random chick that you're there with, maybe they call your parents. Who knows?
That's whatever. Basically what you came back and said. He promised not to call my dad.
Exactly. Yeah, city council. Yeah.
I got pulled over once, but I wasn't driving. We had taken, before Uber, you could just kind of rent a car.
Yeah.
I was on a date to drive us all the way out to Snoqualmie, right? I didn't own a car at the time. And we got pulled over the car service. The guy was speeding. That was kind of awkward. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. Great. Thanks for speeding.
What was the moment the date went sideways? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah! Our question on the Social Positive Friday, what was the moment the date went sideways? 206-803-ROCK.
Couple of quick texts here. Rose in Tacoma says, I was newly divorced and back out on the dating scene after about a year. Guy I went on a date with told me I could lose 30 pounds if I stopped drinking. I'm 5'4", 145, completely normal weight for a 40-plus woman. Nowhere in his profile did he state that he was sober and anti-alcohol. I literally walked out.
Fun fact.
Met a woman on Tinder. We talked for a week. She invited me to her house for dinner. We had a seat on the couch. Saw a picture of her and her husband and her kids on the mantle. Asked her about it. She admitted she was cheating. I left immediately.
Wow.
Yeah, probably a good move.
Damn. Man. Okay.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh.
Hola. So when did the date go sideways?
I had seen this girl a couple times, and we decided to go down and see the Silvertips play down in Portland.
So we're coming back up I-5, and it was the car that went sideways. I saw some brake lights in front of me, and I tapped the brakes, and the thing locked up and started sliding. It just happened. It was the only stretch of I-5 that didn't have a guardrail in the middle. So I slid down in the middle of I-5, muck and slush splashing everywhere. And all I could think of is, if I stop the car, I'm not going to be able to get out of this. So I just kept it floored. Passed about 10 cars, was able to get it back up on the highway when there's an open gap. And I look over at her, and I was kind of laughing. And her eyes are the size of saucers. She's got her feet up on the seat, just scared to death. It turns out she had been in a bad car accident when she was 16 and had some PTSD over that.
So all right.
I gave her a good scare. Good thing is, 10 years later, we're still married.
Okay.
And she brings it up all the time. The downside is, I ever see brake lights, I hear about it.
Was it raining? What were the conditions on the road where your brakes locked up?
It was snow. It was kind of a freak.
Okay.
Snowstorm that came in quick. I grew up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, so I'm kind of used to driving in snow and stuff like that, where I just knew just to not panic and kind of just miss the car in front of me.
Well, you know, when you say it like that, it's very simple. Miss the cars, don't panic.
Did be fine. Did the T-Birds win?
Yep. Don't panic.
Silver Tips.
Or Silver Tips, did they win?
Silver Tips. Yep, Silver Tips won, yep.
Okay, how long did it take for you to get a second date out of this? Did she hold any aggression toward you about this, or did she understand that, well, you're just driving like a Michigan guy in the snow?
We didn't talk for 2 or 3 days, and I kind of got worried about it, but we'd already had plans to go somewhere else, so
okay. It
wore off, but it's one of those things that it holds over my head.
I'm curious, what is the dating scene like in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is one of the most rural areas in the continental United States?
I guess it's, I don't want to really say rednecks, but it's a lot of, you know, like you go.
What do you want to say then? Everyone understands what redneck is. Just, it's fine. What's the next best description?
I guess kind of hillbillies would be. You know, there's a lot of women that'll know how to skin a deer and rebuild a carburetor and fix your truck for you.
All right.
I gotta be honest with you.
That sounds great.
With country music anymore, I don't know that people in the country think redneck's a slur.
I deserve, one of the country people's like, it's a way of life, right?
Yeah.
It's like, we know what it is. I mean, just like, your neck's red because you're out there working.
Right.
That was her whole point. So, would you rather be called a redneck or a hillbilly, though?
Well, that's the thing. They say hillbilly is a slang. So I grew up being called a hillbilly. Never really bothered me.
All right.
To me, it's just like, it's a term. Mm-hmm. But it's not something where I go like, well, they didn't know how many hills we walked. I mean, who cares? I'm not a goat. I mean, like, okay.
Yeah.
You shouldn't really take offense to that.
Especially like where we grew up.
I'm sorry. If there's another meaning that I don't know about, but to me, it's just.
There can be.
Yeah, no, okay. But Miles is right, right? And, well, I mean, no offense now, but obviously where we grew up, like, if people from West Virginia would be like, goddamn hillbillies.
Yeah,
but it would be bad. But also, like, where I grew up, College Park, we still had rednecks.
We had plenty of rednecks.
You know, just want to work on trucks, listen to country music.
Fix carburetors.
It'd be a self-professed redneck, right? But even a redneck would say, no, that's a hillbilly. So to me, hillbilly always had a much more negative connotation.
You know,
like a redneck might like his Dodge truck, but the hillbilly was making moonshine and never wore shoes.
Hillbilly is based on location.
Sure.
So it's based
on. We understand what I'm saying, the connotation of it.
Yeah. You can be a redneck and, you know, like what you like. If you're a hillbilly, technically you're kind of out of the outskirt of town. You kind of live alone. You don't really associate with people that much.
Sure.
And you're very self-sufficient, but that also includes dating within your holler. You know what I mean? Like all
dating
these
within your holler.
Yeah, all these things.
And they do
maybe
it.
Your kids don't go to school.
Yeah, I'm just saying the connotation was like, look, man, you could be in the middle of the city, you could be a redneck. A hillbilly had to be visiting.
Yes.
You know
but hillbillies do it as well to us, right? Like, I like going up and getting cabins in the woods and stuff. And, like, some of those little bars I go to, like, I'll start talking to people, and they're like, ha-ha, lowlander.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Look, wherever you're from, there's something negative about it. It's all fine to me. I'm like, whatever, man.
If the sign says no trespassing,
believe it.
Good chance of a hillbilly.
What's up? What was the moment of the date?
Wait. It depends how far away the sign is from
It's on the gate.
The home.
It's
right.
on the gate.
Because I see a lot of no trespassing signs, but it's like mounted in your living room window. I'm like, I don't believe you. I feel like if I'm delivering Amazon, right? You have no problem with that. I feel like the one that's on the fence and it's a barbed wire fence, like, if it's Amazon, I'm going to leave it out here.
They'll have signs that don't say, like, it'll say, go ahead, I dare you to pet my dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I say. I think in the city, it's more of just beware of dog is a big dog just barking.
Yeah, I suppose the dog's up at the gate screaming at you.
I mean, they just put that sign up there to mess with you. What was the moment the date went sideways? 206-803-ROCK.
This is a good thing, but you ever seen those videos where it's like, somebody's got like a golden retriever or something, and the sign is just like, just pet, please pet the dog. And it's just like on the fence, like, hey,
I'm here.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Cha-cha. All right, gents. Real quick, can I got to let y'all know, there's a teacher at my school that was talking mad junk about the men's room yesterday and the IP and the red. And so I had to stand up and stand tall for y'all and defend him against everybody, or defend the men's room against everybody yesterday. He was calling y'all poor man's radio, and that wasn't going to fly with me.
No, thank you.
I got your back.
What you should have explained to him, it's beyond that, sir. It's free. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I emailed him, man. The history teacher.
Yeah.
He's a military man. He understood. He was just like, all right, it got a little out of context. So we're good.
Scratch that. Look, I'm a military man, too.
Don't worry about the Fisher House. I was explaining. My father gave us the idea. He did a tour in 69. So we found an equal playing field.
Look, man, they used to call Aerosmith the poor man's Rolling Stones. And guess what? I still like him. It's all good. He might be right. Changes nothing that we do.
Again, it's free.
Yeah.
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 You damn it, you pay for
every day they make me listen to this crap.
Well, you can turn it, the dial, I do.
Yeah, it's like doom scrolling.
Like anything else. I'm watching TV and I got a commercial. I'd flip the channel and forget what I was watching.
But thank you for standing up for us.
Oh,
I got kicked out of the class and an F.
What do you teach?
Oh, I'm the in-school suspension supervisor.
Oh,
oh
nice.
Yeah. All right.
You know us real well.
Keep stalking smack. Yeah, history teacher.
Oh, man.
What do your other coworkers, though, did email us? I emailed them back. All right, we're good.
Yeah, the guy was cool, man. Yeah. It's all good.
So when did the day go sideways?
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. I'll tell you what. So, like I said, I'm a military man myself, and I was stationed over in Germany, and I had just got there, and I met a young lady. She was real nice, and so we decided to go out on a date on Saturday night. Well, Friday night, we were out at the local establishments having some beers or whatnot, and my buddy looks over, and he said, isn't that the lady that you're going to go on the date with tomorrow night? And I look over. I was like, that is. She works at the red light district. We're not going on that date.
You didn't go?
No, I didn't go. Why go and pay for dinner when I could just pay for what I need?
Yeah, you're right.
Well said, sir.
You nailed that.
I don't know. Maybe dessert was free and you just had to pay for dinner. Dessert might have been cost more than dinner.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If I'm dating you, say the dinner does not go well, then I get nothing. But I'm going to spend the exact same amount of money, and I get the thing that I went on the date for. Like, ladies, guys do not go on dates because we're that hungry.
Yeah.
We are definitely hoping to bed you. We find you attractive. We want to have sex with you. We hope the date goes well. Make no mistake. We want to eat good food. But if you said, you know what? I'm not hungry. What do you say we just have sex? We'd be like, hell yes. All the time, any date, doesn't matter. Since men and women have existed, if you just said, I don't want dinner, I just want sex, the guy's not going to say, but my stomach's really grumbling.
You learn a lot about somebody from how they eat. Are they going to clean that plate?
I want to worry about it later. How about, we'll go out to dinner. Let's have sex first. Perfect date.
Boom.
Perfect freaking date, right? So I understand your point there, Jason. Yes. Why spend the extra money? I was going to spend this money with the hopes of having sex. If I just pay it to a prostitute, I will have sex.
Then you're going to take her out to dinner after.
You can do it later.
Yeah.
See? And then you can break out the gift certificate. It's not as embarrassing.
So it didn't happen, I guess.
No, it didn't happen. Had to let that one go there, sir. Had to let it go. But
what did you? What was your explanation to her?
You know, you work at the red light. I'm not taking you out on a date.
Okay. All right. You're just being honest. Okay.
I respect it.
She understood. She understood.
I mean, that's tough, too. Like, I get some people can do it, right? Like, I don't know that I could date, like, a porn star or somebody.
Really?
I see.
I'm just saying it like that. I'm new.
Right. I was like,
well, there was some chick.
It depends on how much you really like them.
Well, there was some woman who says she either her, I think her husband just filed divorce from her, or she's filing divorce from her husband. Either way, the relationship is officially ending. Now, she is a porn star. He is aware of that and has known that. And I can't remember this woman's name. You might remember who she is. She was trying to have sex with, like,
500 people?
Something like that. But anyway, she had
sex. Blue. I don't think she's married.
I don't think it's Bonnie Blue. This chick, if I remember right, has, like, dirty blonde hair. Whatever. But she was just saying, like, her husband found a video. Give him a, this is a porn video of her having sex with 20 dudes in one day. And somehow, but that's what broke the relationship. So she's been having sex with other guys.
Right, okay.
He knows she's a porn star, right? That's how she makes money. But the thing, the straw that broke the camel's back was the one video, because it's 20 dudes. And at that point, like, that's when he said, no more.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got a limit.
I know. She found it.
Nine, I'm fine with.
Just stop at nine.
What was the moment the date went sideways? 206-803-ROCK.
He prefers Amtrak trains.
Mm-hmm. Let's
move on.
Hello. Oh, yes, yes. Sorry. Took me a second. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, what's up, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
See?
So what happened?
I was talking to this girl on Tinder. Really hitting it off. She's absolutely beautiful, goth chick. That was totally my thing at the time. We're talking for about a week, and she's like, to the point where she's just randomly sending me dudes and things like that, so I'm all in for it.
That's what it takes.
We schedule a date. I go to pick her up. I'm waiting outside of her house and let her know I'm there. I see what is definitely her roll herself out of the front door in a wheelchair. Nothing close to me while we were chatting with each other over Tinder. But I'm like, all right, well, she's still super hot. We had a great time talking to each other. Let's see where this goes. So I go out and greet her. It turns out it's more than just like not having function with her legs. She has like full blown cerebral palsy.
Oh, wow.
So at that point, I'm just like, I have no effing idea what to do. So I just go along with it. I pick her up, put her in my passenger seat, put the wheelchair in my trunk, and we go on a date, which we had planned, which was a walk, mind you. I don't know why she agreed to that. She can't even do that. So
where did you go on a date? What was the date?
It was just a walk and coffee. We're going to go get coffee and go on a walk. She can't walk, though. I don't know why she...
That's the date she agreed to. Okay.
And at the whole time, it's just...
Jesus.
Damn, man.
Once again, colors, here are the seven words
I totally get it, though. I totally get it.
Wow. Sucker. Mother... and... Look, please keep those words in mind when calling.
Yo, man,
now back to the program.
In the context, you are correct. You just can't say that.
Right, right.
That's all.
Yeah,
that's
we
all.
Get it. Right.
No, we,
yeah.
You're reliving the moment. I would have the same reaction, yes.
It's just a very awkward thing. I don't know how to address, like, hey, why did you not bring this up at any point? Because we're... Well, that's kind of an important thing to disclose, I feel.
Or at least don't agree to a walk.
I was going
to
say, once you said, hey, exactly. Like, if you said we're going to go for a walk down by the beach or the sculpture garden, I feel like that's an opportune time to say, I I'm in a wheelchair.
Like, if you said, do you want to go hang gliding? Like, no, because I can't do
what
that.
What if she said, can we go for a stroll?
See, that would work. Like, if this was made known to me from the start, I think I might have been okay with it. But I felt very deceived.
That's
not
fair.
Receiving this information from day one.
Well, yes.
I understand fair, your point. No, but did you address this with her at any point during the date?
Not even once.
Really?
Not one word. It was very awkward. I didn't know how to bring it up.
she never mentioned anything about it. I think we both knew that that needed to be addressed, but neither of us brought it up.
Well, okay. I mean, you could have just said, like, look, man, I'm not being funny, but, like, when you agreed to go for a walk, if that's not something that you were capable of doing, that would be a good time to bring it up.
Yeah.
So, did you see her again?
No, absolutely not. Never even spoke to her after I kicked her up out of my passenger seat and set her back in the wheelchair.
Okay. All right. That's different.
Which I felt bad about because, like, she seemed like a very nice lady, but it was just the awkwardness around the situation, not being honest with me about what she had going on in there.
Do you think you'd have felt different if she had been upfront about this when you guys first started talking, based on the conversations you had, her nude photos, let's not forget those, and she comes rolling out, do you think you'd had a completely different vibe? If you knew in advance that this is the case. All right. Okay.
Did you guys get along?
We got along very well through talking and texting. The date was very awkward. Because, like I said, I think we both had that on our minds. Like, this really needed to be addressed beforehand. So the date was very awkward. We didn't, all of the conversations we had were not very productive or connected.
Okay, all right.
Do you ever look back and wish you had brought it up?
No. As much as I think she's a great lady, that's just not what I want.
Okay. Did you go to the coffee shop?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Did you go inside and get coffee?
No, it was drive-thru coffee.
You could have parked in the handicap spot.
That's a good point.
You know?
One time.
That's something that never occurred to me.
What is wrong with
this? This is what I'm saying. Like, look, I mean, honest to God, we are going in. I am doing this.
I'm going to go ahead and do it.
I'm finally going to park in front of this Starbucks.
But
if this is where we are at, if this is the situation that I'm in, clearly you can use this. It is fine. I just get to park there.
I get both sides of that. I understand why she wouldn't want to bring it up, but at some point, you probably need to. And like I said, the moment someone says, would you like to go for a walk? That's when you say, yes. Yes, maybe bring this up at that point. That is your opening.
Okay, what if I said, why don't we just do a lap around Green Lake?
Well, then if I'm her, nothing. They're like,
but
I
kind of give a thrill saying, like, I mean, I would clearly go on a date with somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But his scenario, I feel like it should have been brought up.
Absolutely. Especially on the date. I mean, just the idea of what you're going to do for a date. Let's walk and get coffee. If I can't do 50% of what you brought up, like, I don't ask for a Jack and Coke. And they're like, oh, man, we're out of Jack. You want a Coke? No.
What was the moment the date went sideways? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.